Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we'll just carry on with another important urgent subject before carrying on with our hadith, and that is the issue of Palestine. We all are well aware of what is happening and the amount of zulm that is being made on the Palestinian people. And this is not from now, but from so long ago. And Baitul Maqdis, which is our third Qibla, everyone should have a deep feeling for it. Alhamdulillah, Dua Qunut and Azila was recited now. But we also must not be negligent individually. We should be making our duas. And we should be talking about this issue also, make Muslims aware of the seriousness of this matter. We are living in comfort and peace. We all slept well. But those people whose houses are bombed, they have got no place to go to. They don't know whether their children are living, whether their parents are living, and what difficult and hard conditions they are going through. And just because they are Muslims, and because they are there to make Masjid Aqsa Abad, that is their only guna, that they have frequented the Masjid, make it Abad, they go out of their way. Also a great lesson we should take, we know, we have seen, and we understand that they are defending the Masjid, even if it is just with rubbish burn bags. What can that do? And we, just a little bit of thing that the virus is coming, we close the Masjid. But they are going out of their way. And in spite of all this, they are swelling their numbers to go to the Masjid Al-Aqsa. So we should take a lesson also from there. Du'as we should make. And also what we can share this, talk about it. Make every Muslim aware of the seriousness of this matter. It is not a small matter. The whole ummah is one body. If one part of the body has the pain, then the rest of the body should also have the pain. If we are not feeling any pain or anything, then we should ask ourselves, are we part of the ummah or not? And this is that part of the ummah which is to do with our third Qibla, from where Mi'raj took place, from where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam went and meet Allah Ta'ala and came back again to Baitul Maqdis. It is that great and honorable place which the Quran Sharif says, Barakna hawlahu. We have given barakat in its areas. So it is a very great and honorable place in the heart of every Muslim. More what we can do, we should try our utmost to totally boycott all Israeli products. Whatever their products are, we should try and boycott them. Especially we should be aware that this K-way, it is fine garment, very good garment, but it is Jewish company, and look it up for ourselves on the internet. The triangle there refers to the pyramid, and all this Firauniyat, all the Firaun which is there in the pyramids of Egypt, it refers to that. And when the millennium celebrations took place, the greatest celebrations took place there at the pyramids. And that is all totally to do with Satanism, with Firauniyat, and with all that. And we wear it and we advertise it. It is on our clothes, etc. In the same way, this Nike and whatever their products are also. These people made billboards where they showed a basketball player, and they called that basketball player, na'uzubillah, Allah. And they made those sandals and shoes at the bottom of which they wrote the name, they wrote the kalima. So all these things we should be aware, and we should totally stay away from these things. And all other Israeli products also, we should boycott them. And we should be careful with all our matters, that who we associate and who we affiliate with. These are our open enemies, and they not only our enemies, but the enemies of mankind. They regard the rest of mankind as goyim, as the waste and the rubbish. Only they, a Jew, has got value. And according to them, the Jew has got the value like that of Allah Ta'ala. He is so valuable. And the rest of mankind, whether they be Christians, Muslims, whoever, they are all sheer waste. According to them, according to the Christians also, they are the ones who had killed Isa alayhi salam. Of course, Allah raised him up, but their intention was so bad that they wanted to kill him. And Allah Ta'ala saved him. So people of that type who killed so many Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, and till today this evil which is in them. And another great lesson that we have to learn from our Quran, lessons that we are having every day. We see in the first supara, Allah has explained that these people, all the gunas they committed, and because of that they went into worse and worse gunas, and they justify themselves also. So that is what happened. We must be also careful. When a person commits sins and commits gunas, and then he starts justifying them, this leads him to worse and bigger sins. And so much so, he will do the worst things and will justify himself, just like the Jews and the Jewish state of Israel is doing today. They are committing the worst atrocities and they justify themselves still. So we should be careful of that also. And make dua for the whole ummah, especially at this time, consciously after every namaz. Besides that, other time also, make dua for them and stay away from their way of life, their products, etc. Totally boycott it, abandon it, and have nothing to do with them. May Allah protect us, the whole ummah, for now and forever, and for us to come unto deen. That is the important thing. The main solution is to make tawbah from our non-Islamic way of life and come onto the sunnat way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the most important. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.